Experience a full mind, body, and spirit approach to living your best life. Learn how to achieve optimal health, wealth, and happiness. This is your journey to wellness and abundance. You are listening to Mind Over Matters with your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness.
Everybody, good morning and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Nguyen. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional health and wellness. I'm also a certified wellness instructor, best-selling author and speaker, as well as the director for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, located in Bloomingdale, Illinois. So as you know, the purpose of the show is get you thinking about how powerful your mind is and what you can do right now to change your life for the better. So this show, Mind Over Matters, is going to challenge you to think differently about how your physical health can be improved, the health of your relationships, your level of day-to-day happiness, even your financial well-being. All of these areas can be dramatically improved by taking a more holistic approach to your life. So my goal is to educate and empower you to live a life by design, a life on purpose and with passion and, of course, positive results. So I want to start the show asking, are you feeling overwhelmed by the never-ending stressors of life, your friends, your family, finances, work, you name it? Well, would it surprise you to know that the majority of all visits to primary care doctors have an underlying stress-related component that almost always goes undiagnosed and therefore untreated? Or conversely, what happens when you present to your doctor with physical symptoms and they simply tell you that it's just stress, or one of my all-time favorites, it's just in your head, you need to go see a psychiatrist, and then they dismiss the actual physical symptoms of stress, then what do you do? Well, on this show, I'll share with you a great article on burnout, on human giver syndrome, and how stress and its effects can impair your health. It's written by author Emily Nagoski. She's got a PhD in psych, and it appears in this month's edition of Experience Life magazine. You'll learn about how to identify causes of stress, how to avoid stress burnout, and certainly Dr. Nagoski calls human giver syndrome, you know, one of the main ailments of what we're experiencing today. And she'll give us some successful strategies for resolving that as well as resolving your stress. So welcome to Stress, Hormones, and Your Health. So sharing this article, I'm just going to give it to you straight. Of course, I'm going to share my experiences clinically. I'll share some of my own personal experiences. But it was such a great expose on human giver syndrome, and what sets us up to be vulnerable to burnout, stress-related illnesses. So Dr. Nagoski starts the article. She says, I want to bring you into one of the workshops on burnout that I led with my twin sister, Amelia. Imagine walking into a converted New England barn, shiplap and rag rugs, sunlight's filtering from high windows, and the smell of salt air on the breeze just blowing in from the beach. Women of all kinds are mingling at the beverage station or finding a place to sit. Pick a comfy spot and make yourself at home. Amelia and I joke with each other to show you it's okay to play in this space, and then we tell you the story of how we came to teach this workshop. While working two part-time jobs and step-parenting three teenagers, Amelia was enrolled in a full-time doctoral program in a highly competitive, male-dominated field. In fact, she remains the only woman ever to have completed that degree program. It took her 5 years, and it put her in the hospital twice. The doctors couldn't find anything wrong, except Amelia's white blood count was through the roof, and the pain in her abdomen felt lethal. Still, the doctors said there was nothing wrong. It's just stress, they told her. Go home and relax. Relax with two part-time jobs, three teenagers, and a full-time academic program in which the very fact of her body's shape made her an interloper, unwelcome and disregarded. Relax. Dr. Nagoski says, I'm a healthcare educator. Sex is my specialty. But because the best predictor of a woman's sexual well-being is, surprise, her overall well-being, I spend a lot of time talking about the science of stress and burnout, as well as relationships and feelings. So I started sharing peer-reviewed science with my highly skeptical sister. This research shows that stress is a response that affects just about every organ in the body. One book described how many of the chronic health issues that had plagued Amelia, repeated infections, asthma, back pain, and now this abdominal pain, were textbook examples of how the body deals with unprocessed emotion. You know, I'm going to pause there and say one of the things that we do so well here at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness is educating our clients and patients on how the mind and body work as a complete system. You know, when we're referring, you know, one of our chiropractic clients to medical massage, you know, we often educate our clients that, you know, we store our issues in our tissues. Well, guess what? We store our issues in our hormones. We store our issues in our organs. We store our issues in the, you know, brain structures that regulate mood and emotion. So everything is interrelated. So the author goes on to say, Amelia recalls thinking it was some, quote, new agey nonsense, end quote. But she was in so much pain all the time and it was getting worse. So she called me. She said, look, I'm reading this book and it says, dot, dot, dot. She couldn't continue without sobbing. It says unprocessed emotions are hidden in the body. Is that true? Is my pain my rage? And I said, you didn't know that? She said, how could I have known that? So I gave her some more books. Over the next 5 years, Amelia became healthier than she had ever been and felt like the changes had saved her life, and probably they did. She learned that, yes, emotions can be stored in the body, causing physical discomfort and pain, and that you can release emotions through your body, through relationships, even through imagination. The author goes on to say it felt miraculous, yet it was simple. It turns out the strategies for addressing burnout, the physical, emotional, and spiritual depletion that results from unrelenting stress over time, are accessible just to about everyone. They're also enjoyable, and most of them are free. Free, fun, easy, and you can start feeling better today. So much good news, the author says. And she says, and then there's some bad news. And then there's so much more good news. She says, let's start with the good news. We know that burnout happens when we get stuck in the middle of a biological stress response cycle. We also know that to heal from burnout, we need to complete that cycle. So to understand how to make this work in your life, there are four things to consider. First, the causes of your stress. Second, the sources for healing the stress in your body. Third, the community approach to overcoming those barriers. And fourth, the barriers that stand between you and whatever heals your stress. So the author, again, Dr. Nagoski, talks about going through each of these four things. I just want to repeat that, okay? She says, in order to understand how to make this work in your life, how to resolve the stress that's stored in your body, there's four things to consider. One, the cause of your stress. And typically, there's three causes of stress, as you've heard me say in my presentations and on other shows. We've got physical stress. That's what we're eating, what we're drinking, what we're taking, whether it's prescription medications over the counter, whether it's supplements. So physical stress, what we're eating, what we're drinking, what we're ingesting, and certainly what we're breathing in. Then we've got, that's chemical stress. We've got physical stress. That's your falls, your accidents, your injury. Even poor sleep and poor appetite can be considered physical stress. Then we've got mental emotional stress. As I said, friends, family, finances, work, those kind of things. So three kinds of stress: physical stress, chemical stress, and emotional stress. So Dr. Nagoski says you got to consider the causes of your stress. And that's one of the things I encourage you to do is in taking this holistic approach to your life, look at all the major areas of your life and begin to ask yourself, where am I experiencing the most stress? And then you can start to utilize these resources that Doc talks about. So consider the sources of your stress. She says the sources for healing the stress in your body needs to be considered, right? Certainly seeing a functional medicine doc may be a part of that, because if we're talking about addressing stress-related illness, you're going to need more than just a conventional medical approach. She invites you to, you know, examine the barriers that stand between you and whatever heals your stress. And then fourth, the community approach to overcoming those barriers. So when we come back, we're going to be diving in first with the causes of your stress. Then we'll look at what resolves your stress. And then, of course, you know, we'll move on to the barriers between you and healing your stress. And then, of course, we'll look at your community. So stick around. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nilan.
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris Newman. You're listening today to the show titled Stress Hormones and Your Health, where we're reviewing an article by Dr. Emily Nagoski that was written on caregiver burnout as well as the effects on your body, how we store stress in our body and what that looks like. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online at our website, www.thecifhw.com. You can certainly check it out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/thecifhw. I invite you to follow us on our social media, whether it's Insta, Twitter, Facebook. And certainly, I want to thank you for tuning into our weekday Facebook Live. And then, of course, I want to invite you to join us on our weekly wellness webinars. We've got wellness webinars centered on stress hormones and health, understanding and resolving thyroid disorders, understanding and resolving autoimmune conditions, how to resolve stress, depression, and other cognitive disorders using transcranial magnetic stimulation. One of my new favorites is on regenerative medicine and what some people describe to be the miracle of stem cell interventions, and certainly the ketamine effect, fact or fiction. Speaking of ketamine, I'm going to invite you to check out premierinfusions.com. That is our side of the practice that we are now offering ketamine infusions for those people experiencing chronic depression, chronic pain, chronic PTSD, obsessive compulsive disorder, chronic anxiety. Ketamine infusions have also been found to be very beneficial to certain systemic disorders such as autoimmune conditions. So definitely check out premierinfusions.com. We are proud to be offering that service to our clients. We found that ketamine infusions and TMS therapy are now known as the two biggest breakthroughs for the treatment of chronic conditions in the last 50 years. And then, of course, I want to continue to encourage you to get tested for COVID. Go to COVIDTestingResultsFast.com. Especially now, it's really important to take care of your immune system, take care of yourself, your family, your friends, because your health is your greatest asset. And if you're not taking care of it, it can be your greatest liability, and it can be the greatest liability of your family as well. So COVIDTestingResultsFast.com. Speaking of liabilities, let's get back to how stress can be a liability, not only to our body, but certainly to our self-image, our friends, our family. So I'm reviewing an article by Dr. Emily Nagoski that appeared in the recent edition of Experience Life magazine. She's talking about the causes of stress, right? So you have to identify the cause of your stress, and then you have to identify sources for healing stress in your body, okay? Next, it's important to examine the barriers that stand between you and whatever heals your stress. Sometimes that can be a lack of a supportive environment. It could be, you know, maybe you're in a bad relationship. Maybe you're not working with a good doctor that understands integrative and holistic health. It could be any of those things. And then, of course, you need to look at the community approach to overcoming those barriers. So Dr. Nagoski does a good job of walking us through this. So let's talk. What are the causes of your stress? Doc says, anything in your external environment or your internal state that your brain interprets as a potential threat can be a cause of stress. And if we were in the workshop together right now, I'd have you write a list of all the things off the top of your head: work, money, kids, family, the threat to Black lives in America, body image stuff, or other forms of self-criticism, all the ways you don't match whatever quote-unquote ideal you've been assured you're quote-unquote supposed to match, lack of time, lack of sleep, whatever, I can go on. She says everyone in the group would then read some of theirs aloud, and you'd find yourself adding things from their list to your own list, and the list would be long. And just the sight of it might overwhelm you. She says, never fear. There's so much good news coming your way. You ready? You don't have to deal with all the stressors in your life begin before you begin to heal your stress. Amen and amen. I like to tell our clients and patients you can take a very integrative, holistic approach. But with that, then you can start to take a very deliberate, systematic approach. So while you're examining your stress list, all the sources of stress, yes, it can absolutely seem overwhelming, but you can address it very systematically. It's one of the things we do so well with our clients and patients is create a roadmap to your success. We'll mark it out mile marker by mile marker for you. But you can do these things on your own too. So let's talk about that. She says, what resolves your stress? She says, humans evolved in an environment where they faced physical threats to life and limb, so our stress response is optimized to save our lives by preparing us to fight or flee. She says, imagine, if you're chased by a lion, you get a flood of cortisol and adrenaline and glucocorticoids that shut down digestion, reproduction, and long-term reasoning, so all your energy is available for survival. Then you run until you reach a safe place and all those neurotransmitters have been used up and you feel drained, but also elated and powerful. The sun shines brighter, you love your friends and family, you feel glad to be alive. This is the complete stress response cycle that happens in your body. It's one of the many natural human cycles: stress and safety, work and rest, sleeping and waking, inhalation and exhalation, eating and digesting. She says, our stress response is more or less the same whether our stress comes from fleeing a lion or doing our taxes. And that is true. Our body doesn't know the difference between a lion chasing us and something that we perceive mentally and emotionally to be just as threatening. But she goes on to say, but has doing your taxes ever made you feel thrilled to be alive? No. Sometimes we feel happy, of course, when we get a refund. But she says, you're eliminating a source of stress, so it should make you feel alive, right? Nope. Eliminating a stressor without completing the stress response cycle will leave our bodies in the middle of the stress cycle with digestion all screwed up, reproduction a mess, our muscles tensed unnecessarily. All of these incomplete stress cycles are spinning away in our bodies, waiting for us to grant them an opportunity to complete. So stress, let me just inject there. Stress, I want to clarify, it's a biological response system. Okay. It's just a biological response. And so when we're not taking time to, engage in activities that resolve the stress, all of that stress is being stored in our body and it sets us up for hormone imbalance. It sets us up for sleep disturbance, appetite disturbance, weight gain, chronic disease, depression, anxiety, you name it. It's like an internal combustion waiting to happen. Okay, so you have to understand stress is a biological response that gets stored in the brain and the body, and we need outlets for it. Okay, so Dr. Ngozi goes on to say, eliminating a stressor, as I said, without completing the stress response cycle will leave our bodies in the middle of the stress cycle with everything screwed up. Meanwhile, they degrade all the bodily functions altered by the stress cycle. We suffer digestive distress. We struggle with fertility. We live with chronic pain or recurrent infections, all because our bodies are trying to keep us safe until we do something that allows our bodies to complete the stress cycle. The sad irony is, these days, our stress is more likely to damage our health than the threat that activated it, which is true. The stress response is not inherently any more dangerous than inhalation or eating. It's simply something our bodies do to stay alive. The danger is getting stuck in the middle of that stress cycle, never coming out to the other side, Doc says. To prevent the damage caused by stress that's stuck, we have to complete the stress cycle. But how do we do that? She says, not by dealing with your stressors. Doing your taxes will help your stress as much as doing the dishes will help your digestion. It has to be done, but it's not what your body needs. Because of the nature of our stressors, We have to deal with the stress in our body separately from dealing with the cause of stress. That's one of the reasons when we see clients for mental health issues or behavioral issues, we're almost always going to refer them to our chiropractor if it's indicated, because so much of our stress is physiologically stored in our body. We'll also include medical massage or myofascial massage when that's appropriate and indicated, because we do store stress in our body. She says, when you're being chased by a lion, what do? You run. When you're stressed out by work, family, money, or the future, what do? You run. She says, remember, the physiology is basically the same, and therefore the strategy to complete the cycle is the same. It doesn't have to be running, of course. Any movement that challenges your muscles helps, doing jumping jacks, dance it out to Beyonce. You can even just lie in bed and tense every muscle in your body for a long, slow count of 10 before letting them relax. Any movement will tell your body it's safe. So I want to really, when we come back, give you some practical strategies to do this. So stick around and listening to Mind Over Matters.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working? Or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective, drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to Stress Hormones into Your Health. You're listening to the show on Mind Over Matters as a review of an article written by Dr. Emily Nagoski. I'm going to share with you these insights of how stress gets stored in our body and what we can do to relieve it. If you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station. Lady B is a master at getting it up the same day. And certainly you can check it out online at thecifhw.com. That's our website again, thecifhw.com. You can check it out on Facebook, facebook.com/thecifhw. If you're dealing with stress physically, mentally, and emotionally, and you're having trouble getting unstuck, give us a call, 630-980-1400. Certainly taking new clients and patients, telehealth, video visits, certainly in-person visits, and we're here to help you understand the causes of your stress as well as to get you set up with some practical strategies, not only to resolve your stress, but to heal the stress that gets stored in your body. So thanks for tuning in. Also want to invite you to check us out on our weekly wellness webinars. We're talking about the impact of hormone on thyroid functioning, resolving health disorders, cognitive decline with transcranial magnetic stimulation or TMS, stress hormones in your immune system, okay? Ketamine factor fiction. Also wanted to invite you to our bioidentical hormone replacement workshop that is coming up on Tuesday, October 5th, 6 o'clock at Seasons 52. Registration is open. Registration and reservations are required. You can call us directly at 630-980-1400. Again, to register for our upcoming dinner wellness webinar at Seasons 52 on Tuesday, October 5th, call us directly, 630-980-1400. Seating is limited, so make sure you get your reservation in today. So I want to get back to understanding how we store stress in our body, right? It creates hormone disturbance. It creates, you know, chronic illness. It just sets us up for a real S-blank-blank-T show, right? You can guess what that means. So when we're not dealing with stress from a physical standpoint, our body is going to store it. It's going to set us up kind of like an internal combustion, and then it will manifest in physical symptoms and disease. So the author says, remember, the physiology is basically the same whether we're being chased by a lion or we're faced with some other unpleasant task. You have to move your body. She says physical activity isn't equally effective for everyone. If we were out in the barn in a circle of women, I'd ask you to exercise, you know, if that did your thing. Maybe half of you would raise your hands and have stories of feeling great after swimming, walking, or playing tennis. Then I'd ask the ladies, who thinks these stories sound made up? And many others would raise their hand, including my sister Amelia. More good news, the author says, exercise is not the only way to complete the stress response cycle. There are others, including, number one, a big, good cry. She said, lots of us know the relief that comes from just locking ourselves in the bathroom, crying, and then walking out feeling relieved and ready to take on the world again. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you, personal kind of info here. I used to hate crying. Honest to goodness, I used to hate it. Made me feel like I was vulnerable and weak and I couldn't stand it. And then, you know, through my own personal work with a great therapist and, you know, coming into my own, I love a good cry. I don't always need to cry, but when I need to cry, I'm absolutely going to give myself permission to have a good cry. And I can't tell you how many times I've sat at my desk and put my head in my hands and just let myself have a good cry, because sometimes that's the release that our body needs. And if you can relate to this, you can probably understand how relieved you feel when you get out all of that physical stress that's been pent up. So, you know, get over if you've got a problem thinking you're vulnerable and weak. That couldn't be further from the truth, is what I've learned. In fact, to be able to be in touch with our emotions and express them, you know, directly in a healthy way, that takes some courage as well as some wisdom. So give yourself permission to have a good big cry. Next, she talks about creative self-expression. She says, when you make something just for the pleasure of making it, not necessarily to sell it or to serve a particular purpose, you allow your body to process feelings and experiences somewhere between safe and satisfying. I know I've got a lot of clients and family members that express their emotion, their stress, through artwork, through dance. My sister Leslie, she's got a fantastic dance ministry. But it's not only sharing her testimony, but she's moving her body, and she always feels so much more stress relief when she's done, okay? Next, the author talks about using your imagination. She says, if you've ever felt that satisfied, thrilled, glad to be alive feeling walking out of a movie theater or after reading a book, then you know that allowing your imagination to go through an intense journey can also complete the stress response cycle. Okay, so be open to using your imagination. I have to tell you, I'm a little bit embarrassed to say this, but I'm going to say it, okay? You know, I have imagined, you know, throwing a really good right hook. And there's a lot of satisfaction that comes from that. I'm not going to do it in real life, of course, but hey, it was a great way of using my imagination to express that anger and aggression. And by the time I was done, I simply said to myself, all right, cancel, let it go, it's done, move on. So use your imagination in whatever way suits you best, as long as you feel good and relieved when you're done, okay? Next, the author talks about belly laughter. Polite, posed, social laughter doesn't count, she says. It works best when it's uncontrollable, open-mouthed, ridiculous laughter that leaves you feeling panting and exhausted. How many of us have had a really good belly laugh? You know, just, you know, you get so stressed and then you think about it, you sit back, maybe you talk to a friend and they put it in a different perspective, and maybe you just see how ridiculous it is and you just start laughing. Or better yet, if you're stuck, one of my favorite things is, if I'm stuck on something stressful, you know, I'm gonna listen to something that is uplifting to me, that definitely relieves my physical stress. A lot of times I'll just move my body and dance. But I'm deliberately going to put on something that's funny that makes me laugh. So if you can give yourself, you know, permission to watch something or read something or listen to something that makes you laugh, oh my gosh, that's a great way of discharging all that pent-up stress in your body. Okay. The author goes on to talk about connection as one of the ways to resolve your stress. She says it can be with other people, animals, nature, the divine, or whatever makes you feel like you're part of a larger world that will hold you in safety. She says, even a quick friendly exchange with your barista will give your body a little reminder that it's safe. I have to tell you, you know, the author talks about, you know, pets. So Dr. Lucy, as many of you may have seen on our Facebook and our website, you know, she's our therapy dog. She's been coming to the practice for probably going on 3 years now. And last August, we adopted Sutton. Sutton is our newest doctor on staff, you know, our doctor in residency, Sutton. So we've had him a year. Last Thursday was his gotcha day. And they have started, you know, really, really making a difference. Lucy, of course, has been here a little bit longer, but Dr. Sutton now comes to the practice on Fridays while he gets his feet wet, no pun intended. So having the therapy dogs really helps put our clients and patients at ease. And granted, not everybody, you know, is equally comfortable with dogs, but the majority of our clients and patients love it when they're greeted by Dr. Sutton or Dr. Lucy. So animals are a great way of relieving stress, and that's why we have them here at the practice, because they help relieve anxiety. They help people relieve that stress internally. And then, of course, get into good night's sleep. The author talks about the importance of a good night's sleep. She says, while you sleep, your brain solves problems from the day and finishes unfinished business, especially during your rapid eye movement sleep or your REM sleep. And though the last item seems like it couldn't be easier, sleep, right? We're talking about going to bed, right? This is the one that can be especially challenging for people. You know, we've lost count of the number of women who have told us they feel guilty for sleeping, or that they've been praised so many times for pulling all-nighters or sacrificing sleep to take care of a sick partner or child that has taught them that the right choice for a woman is to deprive herself of sleep. I'm just telling you, it's never the right choice for anybody to deprive themselves of sleep. One of the best ways we can bless ourselves, our body, and those in our lives, including our children, our family, is to get a good night's sleep. So I want to make sure that I spend a little bit more time on this when we come back from break, because sleep isn't just about sleep. Sleep allows your body to detox, literally. We've got what's called the glymphatic system, with a G, the glymphatic system in our brain. And that is only at work when we're sleeping. It helps our brain dump out toxins. But it also prevents heart attack, stroke, Alzheimer's, so many other things. So I want to spend a little bit more time on sleep as a stress-relieving strategy when we come back. Stick around. You're listening to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Newman.
Want vibrant health, more energy, improved weight loss, or even better sleep than you've had in years? TI-22 Nutrition has you covered. We offer the best plant-based supplements in their purest form. Our supplements are combined in power packs to create a synergistic effect when taken together. TI-22 stands for titanium, and we are committed to helping you achieve optimal health. Order now. Visit TI22Nutrition.com. Stronger bodies, stronger minds.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Newman. As you know, I'm a double board certified integrative and interventional clinical psychologist with a postgraduate specialization in functional health and wellness. I'm also a board certified wellness instructor, best-selling author and speaker, as well as the director for the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. Thanks for tuning into the show today. If you missed any of it, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online, thecifhw.com. You can certainly check it out on Facebook. We post it there, facebook.com/thecifhw. I'm going to invite you to like us, share us, and follow us on Facebook. And certainly going to invite you to check out premierinfusions.com. Ketamine infusions are now becoming well known as one of the two biggest breakthroughs in the last 50 years for chronic health conditions, depression, anxiety, OCD, chronic pain disorders, pain related to conditions such as fibromyalgia. So ketamine infusions, which we now do here at the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, has been shown to put our clients in a position of accelerating their health and healing, especially for those who have been dealing with chronic conditions. So premierinfusions.com, that is our premierinfusions.com website that is part of the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness. Certainly, I'm going to ask that you take control of your health. If you need to schedule an appointment, give us a call, 630-980-1400. Again, 630-980-1400. And certainly, I'm going to invite you to take care of your health by getting tested for COVID now more than ever, right? As we come into the fall, as we come into the winter, and, you know, I'm going to encourage you to always take personal responsibility for your health, take personal responsibility socially, but go to COVIDtestingresultsfast.com, because, you know, so many people have been vaccinated. Many people are vaccination hesitant. I get both sides. But I think we still have a social responsibility to take care of ourselves as well as others. So COVIDtestingresultsfast.com, rapid testing, antibody testing, as well as PCR testing, and PCR testing is covered by most insurances. So COVID testing results fast.com. If you've got questions or comments, I want to invite you to send me an email. Okay, you can email me directly, health and wellness, all spelled out, health and wellness at thecifhw.com. Health and wellness at thecifhw.com. So we're reviewing an article written by Dr. Emily Nagoski on human giver syndrome and burnout and stress and how we store that stress in our body. And so Dr. Nagoski is talking about the need for identifying the cause of our stress. She's sharing with us sources for healing the stress. Then we'll talk about barriers that stand between you and whatever heals your stress. And then finally, she'll help us understand the community approach to overcoming those barriers to resolving stress. So just to get you back on track, if you've missed any of the previous segments, things that resolve stress include a good cry, creative self-expression, use of your imagination, having a good belly laugh, connecting with people, nature, animals, getting a good night's sleep. I last left off saying, hey, sleep is more than just about getting sleep. And it's certainly a lot more important than just integrating information and dumping information that we don't need. Sleep is imperative if we want to live a healthy life. Okay, when people say they can, you know, get by in 4 or 5 hours of sleep, maybe they're getting by, but they're certainly not healthy and they're not thriving. And you're not setting yourself up for staying healthy going forward. A lack of sleep actually compromises our ability to deal with stress. And a lack of sleep is considered a physical stressor on your body. As I said, your risk for heart attack, stroke, dementia, all the chronic lifestyle diseases are dramatically increased when we're not getting healthy amounts of sleep. Okay? So the author goes on to say, you know, there's no value. You know, there's nothing to celebrate in pulling an all-nighter. Sometimes you have to, you know, but it shouldn't be something that you put on yourself as like a badge of honor. The author says you might be thinking something like, I know, sleep, moving my body, loving connection, right? I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm such a failure. Why can't I even do it? She says, I'm going to stop you right there because that's my friend you're talking about, and I'm not going to let you speak to her that way. It's not that you don't know what's good for you, or that you aren't trying to do your best. We're all trying to do our best all the time, but we still burn out, the author says. Why do we feel guilty for sleeping? Why can we find the time to decorate cupcakes for a child's birthday party, but we can't find the time to journal or dance or go for a walk around the neighborhood? What's getting between us and our well-being? That's the question. So Dr. Nagoski goes on to talk about the barrier between you and healing your stress. She says, so here's the bad news. Let me tell you about human giver syndrome. Human giver syndrome is the false belief that you have a more obligation to 1, be pretty, 2, be happy, 3, be calm, 4, be generous, and 5, be attentive to the needs of others. She says givers are expected to be willing, even eager, to sacrifice their time, attention, effort, emotions, bodies, hopes and dreams, and sometimes even their life on the altar of someone else's comfort and convenience. Just going to pause there and say, moms, how many of you can relate to this? Right? You're expected to be a full-time parent. Sometimes you're expected to take on the role of 2 parents. Right? Then you're expected to, certainly, you know, during COVID, you've been expected to be a, you know, take on a teacher role or, you know, some other role. Then you're still most of the time expected to be, you know, in the workforce, right? So all these expectations that you sacrifice, well, what you're sacrificing is your health and wellness, right? And how can you give your best if you're not at your best, right? So the author goes on to say, because this is a, quote, moral obligation, if you fall short, then you deserve to be punished, right? That tends to be the underlying message socially, you know, certainly in many religions, all right? She says, and if there's no one around to punish you, you'll just go ahead and beat yourself up, right? How many of us have been conditioned to beat ourselves up when we fall short of expectations or when we fall short of what we think other people's expectations of us are, even our kids' expectations, right? She says, human giver syndrome is why we feel guilty for sleeping or taking time for ourselves. It's why if we try to, quote unquote, put on our own oxygen mask first, end quote, we might feel bad. And we might even receive judgment from others like, oh, You got enough sleep last night? That's so nice for you. I was up until 4 finishing the project. But good for you. Self-care is so important. I mean, seriously, how many times have you heard sarcastic remarks like that, right? She says, in reality, you don't owe it to anyone to be pretty, happy, calm, generous, or attentive to their needs. I'm going to interject. You do have a responsibility to be socially responsible and to act with the standard of reasonableness, okay? So, like, don't lose your stuff out in public. You've got a responsibility to manage your emotions, okay? She goes on to say, you get to choose when and how to give your time, your energy, love to others. And if you fall short of meeting your own or someone else's expectations, you deserve compassion, not punishment. And I'm going to agree 100%, okay? These are choices you get to make, okay? And you're going to have to learn to deal with the haters in your life. You're going to have to deal with the detractors. You're going to have to deal with, you know, other people that may be jealous or envious of you starting to take good care of yourself. You're just going to say, you know, you have to say that comes with, you know, that comes with the territory, okay? Because the best way you can take care of yourself and everyone else in your world is to take care of yourself, okay? Just putting it out there. If you need help taking care of yourself, if you need help learning assertiveness skills or being able to set healthy boundaries, give us a call because we're gonna set you up with a skill set that will last you a lifetime, okay? So the author goes on to say, again, in reality, you do not owe it to anyone to be pretty, happy, calm, generous, or attentive to their needs. You get to choose when and how to give your time, your energy, and your love to others. Know that it's a choice. It's not an obligation, okay? Certainly, we feel put upon. Certainly, we feel expectations, but it's not an obligation. You know, if you have a, if you choose to have a family, there are certain responsibilities and obligations you have, but your number one obligation should be to yourself to take the absolute best care of yourself possible. Because if you don't, everyone in your life is going to, you know, be affected either directly or indirectly. So stick around when we come back. We're going to be talking about what you can do to understand the barriers between you and healing your stress. And then we're going to be talking about community that completes the giving cycle. You're listening to Mind Over Matters.
Do you or a loved one suffer from depression and medications just aren't working, or the debilitating side effects associated with most antidepressants make them impossible to take? We can help. At the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness, we offer transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. TMS is a safe and effective drug-free treatment option that can dramatically improve your quality of life. In fact, the majority of our clients experience a significant improvement in mood, with many achieving complete remission. TMS uses MRI technology to gently stimulate areas of the brain that are underactive in people suffering from depression. TMS is FDA approved for the treatment of depression and has also been shown to be effective in treating other mood disorders like OCD, PTSD, and anxiety. TMS therapy is covered by most insurance companies, including Medicare. If medications aren't working for you now, chances are they never will. Let us help. Call the Center for Integrative and Functional Health and Wellness at 630-980-1400 for an immediate consultation. That's 630-980-1400. Or visit us online at thecifhw.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Mind Over Matters. I'm your host, Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen. You're listening to our show today titled Stress, Hormones, and Your Health. If you missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online at www.thecifhw.com. Again, thecifhw.com. You can check out a rebroadcast on our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/thecifhw. Want to invite you to follow us, like us, and share us. And definitely tune into the weekday Facebook Live if you can, giving tips, tricks, strategies, insights. Again, my, you know, part of my mission is to educate you and empower you to live a life by design. And so a big part of that is what's behind those weekday Facebook Lives. It's also what's behind our Thursday wellness webinars, okay? So tune in. We're talking about understanding resolving thyroid conditions, autoimmune conditions, stress, hormones, and your health. One of my favorites is understanding the value of biological or bioidentical hormone replacement. And to that end, I want to invite you to join us Tuesday, October 5th, 6 p.m. at Seasons 52 Restaurant in Schaumburg, for understanding and resolving hormone conditions. We're going to be talking about the value of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, but registration and reservations are required. So call us directly, 630-980-1400. Again, to reserve your seat for stress hormones and understanding the role of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, Tuesday, October 5th, 6 p.m., call us, 630-980-1400. Seating is limited. So, want to also invite you to take care of your health by getting tested for COVID. Go to COVID testing results fast.com. Again, COVID testing results fast.com. They're doing rapid testing, PCR testing, even antibody testing. And more often than not, that PCR testing is covered by your insurance. And then finally, I want to encourage you to, again, tune in to our weekday Facebook Live as well as our wellness webinars. So we're talking about, right, human caregiver syndrome and burnout and stress hormones in your health. And we're reviewing an article that appeared in the most recent episode or edition of Experience Life magazine by Dr. Emily Nagoski. So talking about stress, right? What is stress? Stress is a biological response cycle in our system. You've heard me say on many shows, there's three types of stress. There's physical stress. That's, falls, accidents, injury, trauma, sleep disturbance, appetite disturbance, okay? Then we've got chemical stress, what we're eating, what we're drinking, what we're taking over the counter, what we're inhaling. And then we've got mental and emotional stress, friends, family, finances. So different types of stress in our life, but stress is a biological response. So we have to find a way to express it physically. And the author talks about several ways to do this. We can give ourselves a permission to have a good cry. We can engage in some sort of creative self-expression. Certainly we can use our imagination, anything that gives us an opportunity to have a good belly laugh, connecting with other people, with animals, with nature, with spirit or the divine. Certainly getting a good night's sleep is imperative. And then it talks about understanding behavior, the barriers between you and what you can do to resolve stress. And so you're going to have to engage in certain changes of behavior. Look at what your expectations are as it relates to taking care of other people or projects. And then understand that other people in society are putting pressure and expectations on you as well. But guess what? It's not your responsibility to live up to other people's pressure or expectations. You've got a responsibility to take care of yourself and your family. But your first expectation, I'm going to invite you to reframe it, should be, you know, setting yourself up to be well cared for physically, mentally, and emotionally. Okay. So she talks about community completes the giving cycle. You know, one of the things that sets people up is this human giver syndrome and these expectations. But she says, okay, here's some more good news. Giving isn't inherently dangerous, just as stress isn't inherently dangerous. The danger is getting stuck in a dynamic in which you keep on giving and the people you give to feel entitled to take whatever you offer with no responsibility for reciprocating and without noticing the toll your giving takes on you. So she says, here's just one powerful strategy for completing what we might call the quote-unquote giving cycle. Remember who the real enemy is. She says, have you seen The Hunger Games? It's about a near-future dystopia where a girl named Katniss has to fight in a game created by the government in which children go into a dome and have to kill each other until only one is left. Before the game, Katniss's wise mentor warns her, remember who the real enemy is. In the game, Katniss is panicked, hunted, and in full fight or flight mode. Another player in the game appears, and she points her bow and arrow at him. Then she remembers her mentor's wisdom, and she points her bow and arrow up at the dome in which they are both trapped. Because the real enemy is not the other people in the game, it's the bogus, appalling game itself. The author goes on to say, this is the real solution buried in our story about Amelia, the skeptic, and the pile of peer-reviewed research that helped her recover. It wasn't the science that saved Amelia's life. It was her husband and her colleagues and me turning to her with kindness and saying, you don't have to set yourself on fire to keep other people warm. We'll gather everything we need to stay warm together. What would this look like? Imagine coming home from a difficult day and instead of people asking, hey, what's for dinner? They notice that you're exhausted. They say, go take a nap and a shower. We'll make dinner and we'll sit around and talk about our feelings. Yeah, how many times does that happen? We actually have to teach people that. Protecting rest and other self-care requires a home where everyone wants to protect your well-being as much as you want to protect theirs. The author goes on to say, now look at the women and girls and femmes around you in the barn. For them, wish for their lives in which they can give love and receive it, where they can say, quote, I need some extra sleep tonight. And everyone in their home does what it takes to protect the time and space required to allow that sleep. She says, turn to someone and tell her, let's not play the game that it would have us tear each other down. Let's play by our own rules. Let's play a game where we both win. She says, the secret is that for all the science about stress cycles and exercise and sleep, self-care is not the cure for burnout. The cure for burnout is all of us taking care of each other. I'm going to tell you, it's all of that. Taking care of each other, especially now, right? We've got politics dividing people. We've got religion dividing people. We've got local, you know, forces dividing people. Now is not the time to be divided. Now is the time to come together and support each other to break that stress response cycle, to break the cycle of burnout, and to start turning things around. If you don't have a supportive community, let us be a part of your community. We, you know, our clients and patients here are considered extended family. We can help teach you skills to start building a supportive community, right? So community is a big part of that cycle, but that is, you know, not something that's happening in most families where it's like, hey, you know, mom, let's take care of that for you. Sometimes it is, but that's usually things we have to teach our family along the way is to reciprocate. If you notice, if you kind of take your own personal inventory and you notice that you are, you know, prone to this human giver syndrome, take a step back and ask yourself, how can I start giving to myself more? What does that look like? What changes do I need to make to put myself in a position to start reversing this illness, to start reversing this stress-related burnout? Maybe it is more sleep. Maybe it is time out in nature. Maybe it is, you know, letting go of relationships that aren't supportive and creating new relationships that are supportive. You know, maybe it's saying no when, you know, the school asks you to volunteer. You know, maybe it's saying no, you know, when a kid is asking you to, you know, make their lunch when they're perfectly capable of making it themselves, right? So when you role model taking better care of yourself, you actually set up those around you to learn how to take better care of themselves. If you need help setting boundaries, right, so you're not prone to burnout and anger and resentment and depression, we can help you with that. Just give us a call, 630-980. So I want to thank Dr. Emily Nagoski for sharing this great article on how to complete the stress cycle. Again, if you've missed any of the show, you can check out a rebroadcast on this great station, or you can check us out online at www.thecifhw.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/thecifhw. If you need, you know, anything physically, mentally, or emotionally, be a part of your healing journey, please give us a call, 630-980-1400. Again, 630-980-1400. And to register for our dinner event on October 5th, call 630-980-1400. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Mind Over Matters.